If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
So the weekend box office numbers are out, and Kung Fu Panda 3 winds up being the number one movie in America for 2 weeks in a row now. Kid Power driving all of this, of course. The movie Hail Caesar, with George Clooney, Josh Brolin, Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum. The list goes on and on. This film is just loaded with star performances, and this winds up being number two. The Revenant, number three. Star Wars drops to number four. The Choice, the Nicholas Sparks movie, comes in at number five. I was in Los Angeles last weekend. That's where I was when I was not here last week, interviewing some of the stars of Hail Caesar, including Josh Brolin, who plays a studio executive who has to kind of keep all of his stars in order. He's called the studio fixer. Back in the era when the studios ran every aspect of films, both on screen and off screen, the studio fixers would come along when things were going on in stars' personal lives. That's basically what this movie is about. It's one little vignette after another, really entertaining, cute little vignettes. The story as a whole is not as strong, but these little vignettes, these little individual performances, little subplots are so great. I'm highly recommending this film, and we enjoyed talking with all the stars. One of these little vignettes involves Josh Brolin just smacking George Clooney over and over and over, bam, 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 back and forth. And that's become kind of the talk of this movie. Brolin smacking around Mr. Superstar, George Clooney. And that's one of the things that we talked with Josh Brolin.
We've talked so many times. Tell me about how much you like a story. You wanted to work with a director. This time, it was just simply to beat the crap out of George Clooney, wasn't it?
How great that one scene in this movie has blown up into
why
this.
Why do you think that is?
Because George Clooney's everybody's wanted to slap George Clooney for years.
What's the backstory of this?
Why are doing it?
And you get to
They
do
offered
it.
Me you... the role, and I said, look, man, I appreciate who's going to play the guy who they kidnap. And they said, Clooney. And I said, I'll do it if you write a scene where I slap him.
Yeah.
I just want to slap him. Once.
Yeah.
And they wrote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right.
So I wanted six times the amount of money, but I did it.
What's that day like? I mean, was he good with that? Was
oh
he
my God,
I gotta think
great.
That he sort of loved it a little bit, right?
No, we had a good time. We had a good time, man. He had and yes, we had a good time. Let's just keep it at that. I mean he's a lot of fun to work with. I can't imagine working with that guy during ER and all that, and this budding George Clooney that hadn't even really happened yet.
Yeah.
He, when people weren't paying it so much attention to every move he
made.
Yeah. He's just a really, really authentic, fun guy.
What's the attraction for you with the Coen brothers?
That'd
be a really cool experience for you.
Cool to be able to do so many diverse characters, with them. I don't know why they keep hiring me. You would think there was like one thing that I do well, so they just kind of keep hiring me for that one thing. But they keep offering me movies that surprise me, Tom Chaney and doing that bizarre role. And
I think because they do so many different kinds of things, and so do you. You do so many things.
Maybe.
So,
I don't know.
So well.
I just enjoy them. I enjoy my time with them very much. It's very nonplussed and boring, and I like that.
The real Eddie Mannix.
Yeah.
Cool story, cool time in Hollywood, right?
Really cool time, but a very strange time. If you read The Fixer, there was a book that was like my Bible in this.
Yeah.
And this Eddie Mannix is not like the real Eddie Mannix. He's more of an amalgamation of like Thalberg.
A bunch of guys.
But yeah, really interesting time. He had a lot of power. These guys, would come from back east with like having made $40,000 a year, and then suddenly they were making $250 million a year. So, I mean, it was unprecedented. There had never been anything like it, and the power that came with that, and owning, 20 houses and having mistresses and drug addiction and all this kind of stuff. It was a nutty time.
The whole crazy thing.
Yeah.
What I really would consider an honor if you would smack the crap out of me like you did George Clooney.
Sure. Okay, come here. Now I'll get you.
That's awesome.
Bam, he did. I got a couple of whacks across the face that you can see on TV. Continuing this thread of George Clooney getting smacked in the face by Josh Brolin, when we sat down with George Clooney and Channing Tatum were together, Channing Tatum turning in a fantastic song and dance number, like old-fashioned Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, like old-fashioned song and dance number. He was fantastic. So we talked with Channing about that, but also Clooney getting smacked around.
So if I didn't admire both of you enough, singing and dancing, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And you getting slapped around by Brolin.
See, now,
and two things.
You know the difference? You speak about him as singing, dancing talent. You got the
slapped
so well,
kicked
man.
Out of you, number one.
Beautiful.
But what kind of chafing you must have endured in that costume?
You know, leather can be very chafing. It can be, you know, and I would go home, I'd have to, there's a salve for it, a saddle salve, saddle soap.
This is where your true professionals come in.
This is where your
real professionals come in.
Real professionals know about saddle.
The singing and dancing thing that you did, man.
Yeah, no, look, I didn't know that I was actually going to be doing it. So I can't say that I was like
just walking on the set one day.
What do you think they hired you?
I knew I was going to be doing some dancing. I just had no idea it was going to be like a full 6 to 7 minute like whole thing. Like it just kept getting bigger, and then they were like, "Well, can you tap dance?" And I'm like, "No." And they're like, "Well, let's try it." And I'm like, "Okay." And then can you sing? Nope.
Can you
try it?
The whole sequence is
you? Yeah. Wow. Thankfully.
Really impressive. Incredibly impressive. Coen Brothers. Yeah, actually, you know, the first junket that I ever did was with you.
For O Brother?
O Brother. Yeah. Exactly right.
It was in 1999.
That was the first one?
Yeah, it was my very first one. So, you know, here we are. These guys.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the attraction for actors?
Well, I mean, honestly, if you look at the history of directors and sort of careers, right? You just take into consideration careers and how even the greatest of directors 35 years into their career weren't doing their best work. These guys just continually put out great, innovative things. They're one of the, you know, the best pair of directors of all time. So you want to work with them.
And different kinds of things all the time. It's not like a one-note pony.
No, I'm always in the one right after they do the really serious one that gets all the Oscar attention. Then I'm in the one they're like, well, it's not Fargo, but
your phone rings and you're like, those bastards.
Yeah. It's going to be a Clowny McClowny.
Yeah. Let's make him an idiot.
Clowny McClowny.
Yeah, Clooney, Channing Tatum, Josh Brolin, their new movie, Hail Caesar. I think it's pretty funny and worth seeing.